بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Thorncliffe Park Mosque Toronto Canada Today is Sunday 17th Tarawih 31st of October 2004 Tonight as Mufti Saeed Shaheb attending the Abu Bakr Mosque We have here Hazrat Maulana Salim Omarji from United Kingdom He is going to talk about how we can grow our children as a Muslim in this Western society. He was requested to talk both in English and Urdu. Hazrat Maulana Salim Omarji.
Sadaqallahu al-Azim. Respected brothers, just before I start saying a few things, I wanted to touch on the topic of raising children in Islam, and especially the importance of raising children in the West. But just before I mention a few things regards that, I'll just like to mention a few points. Number one, please forgive my black clothing. Maybe I was supposed to come here in the black to save the people who are performing Taraweeh from the evil eye. So they call me here for the 16th or 17th of Ramadan, so inshallah for the remainder of the Ramadan you'll be safe. So you must forgive my black clothing, I was not supposed to wear it, but khair, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, very very briefly, I'll just like to mention a few points regards the importance of raising children. I've been told to use English and Urdu both. I hope the brothers will understand, if I use more English, Inshallah, the Urdu understanding brothers will be patient. And if I use a bit of Urdu, then inshallah the English brothers will be understanding as well. As we find in the hadith of Salman al-Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, mentioned in Sahih ibn Khuzaymah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the month of Ramadan is a month of patience. So inshallah, I hope both the parties will be patient. The importance of tarbiyah in Islam, we realize from the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. O people who believe, save yourselves and your children from the fire of hell. From there we understand how important it is to raise our children and look after our children. And to what extent we have to look after our children, to what extent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the way a person will save his children from the physical fire of the earth, of this world. Likewise, you have to be careful and you have to look after your children spiritually in this world so that they don't go into the Jahannam on the day of Qiyamah. تربیت کی اہمیت اس سے ہمیں اس کا اندازہ ہمیں اس سے ہوتا ہے کہ اللہ تبارک و تعالی نے قرآن کریم میں یہ فرما دیا کہ اپنے آپ کو اور اپنی اولاد کو جہنم کی آگ سے بچا لے جس طرح دنیا کی آگ میں جانے سے انسان اپنی اولاد کو نہیں جانے دے گا اس کا کتنا خیال کرتا ہے ایک دو مرتبہ کہہ کر نہیں جھوڑ دیتا بلکہ بار بار کہہ کر اس کا ہاتھ پکڑ کر اس کو روکے گا تو کیا دینی اعتبار سے یہ کہہ دینا کافی ہے کہ میں نے تو بچے کو بہت کہا تو نماز پڑھ لے وہ نہیں پڑھتا تو میں کیا کروں تو یہ کافی نہیں ہے جس طرح ایک انسان ایک باپ اپنے بچے کو جہنم سے یعنی آگ سے بچاتا ہے دنیا کی آگ سے آخرت کی آگ سے اس کو بچانا اتنا ہی ضروری ہے اٹ از ایز امپورٹنٹ دس وائز اف یو ایبل فلو بٹوین انگلش اینڈ اردو اٹ میکس اٹ ڈیفیکلٹ بٹ آئی ہوپ یو ول بیئر ود می سو اتنا زیادہ اہم ہے کہ اس کو یہ فرمایا گیا A second thing we must remember, we find in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a person goes into his grave, when a person is buried into his grave, the judgment for that person being or going into Jannat or Jahannam does not start from there. The judgment of a person going into Jannah or Jahannam, imma ila al-Jannah wa imma ila al-Nar, that will start on the day of Qiyamah. The judgment will be made on the day of Qiyamah. A person has died. Why does this punishment or why is the judgment not made from the grave? The reason is because actions are of two types. One type of action is that where a person does an action and it comes to an end. But the second type of action is where a person has done a good deed and it does not come to an end. it will last till the day of Qiyamah. Say example, you left pious children behind. The effect of that will continue even after a person goes into his grave. So the reward of a person regards the children that he has left behind is not limited. It will continue even after a person has gone into the grave. इससे भी हमें पता चलता है कि ये कितना अहम है कि अपनी औलाद की देखभाल करे इंसान, कि इंसान जब कब्र में रखा जाता है तो उसके लिए जन्नत और जहन्नम में उसी वक्त जाने का फैसला मुकम्मल नहीं होता जब तक कि इंसान मैदान महशर में अल्लाह ताला के सामने खड़ा न हो, और वहां उसके बाद जैसे रिवायतों से पता चलता है कि मीजान अमल में इंसान के अमाल को रखा जाएगा और उसके बाद उसके लिए फैसला या तो होगा जन्नत का या जहन्नम का। उसकी वजह यह है कि बाज अमाल इंसान के वो होते हैं कि मरने के बाद भी उसका सवाब उसको मिलता रहता है, और उसमें से यह है जिसको नबी करीम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने फरमाया, इदा मातल इंसान इन कता अमलहु इल्ला मिन सलास। When a person dies, जब इंसान का इंतकाल हो जाता है तो तीन चीजों का सवाब उसको मिलता रहता है, उसमें से एक है अव्वलद सालिह यदउ लहू, कोई नेक बच्चा है उसका जो उसने छोड़ दिया है, जो उसके लिए दुआएं करता रहे तो उसका सवाब इसको मिलता है। खैर, वी फाइंड इन द होली कुरान इन द स्टोरी ऑफ हजरत लुकमान हकीम, where he advises his son and he says, Ya Bunayya, la tushrik billah, do not partner with Allah. From there as well we understand a father seating his son down and saying, Oh my son, giving his son advice. I'd just like to mention a few points regards to Luqman Hakim. Only Muhammad, you know, Muhammad bin Ishaq rahmatullahi alayhi says, only Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi was of the opinion that he was a Nabi of his time. Otherwise, Jumhur are of the opinion that he is not a Nabi, he is a Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muhammad bin Ishaq rahmatullahi alayhi ne likha hai, Imam Shafi'i alayhi rahma ke hawale se, ke Luqman Hakim ye apne waqt ke Nabi the. मगर जुम्हूर उलमा का ये रुझान और उनका ये ख्याल है कि वो अल्लाह ताला के एक वली और नेक इंसान थे, वो अल्लाह ताला के नबी नहीं थे। वी फाइंड फ्रॉम द एडवाइस ऑफ लुकमान हकीम, इट्स अ ब्यूटीफुल एडवाइस, वी फाइंड इन द एडवाइस ऑफ लुकमान हकीम, ही यूज टू से, आई अकम्पनीड मेनी मेनी अंबिया, मैं कई अंबिया के साथ रहा, एंड आई लर्नड फ्रॉम द टीचिंग्स, आई लर्नड एट थिंग्स फ्रॉम द टीचिंग्स ऑफ द अंबिया। What does he say? He says, number one, when you are in salah, look after your heart. When you are in salah, look after your heart. Our situation today is, as Hazrat Maulana Hakimul Islam, Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali used to say, today we remember everything in two places. It's either in the toilet or in the salah. Unfortunately, that is a situation, like he used to say, if you have lost a treasure or a passport and you can't find it, just start two rakat nafal salah, shaitan will not allow you to complete that salah, he will remind you where your passport is, or where your hidden treasure is in the home. So this is our situation. So Luqman Hakim, rahmatullahi alayhi, farmaya karte the, ke maine anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam se 8 baatein sikhi hai. और उसमें एक बात ये थी कि जब तुम नमाज में हो तो अपने दिल की हिफाजत कर लिया करो। आज हमारी हालत यह है कि हमें सारा कुछ याद आता है, जो नमाज से बाहर भी याद नहीं आता वो सब कुछ नमाज के अंदर ही याद आता है। कारी मोहम्मद तैयब साहब रहमतुल्लाह अलैह फरमाया करते थे कि हमें तो सारी चीजें दो जगहों में याद आती है, या तो बैतुल खला में याद आती है या फिर नमाज में याद आती है। द सेकेंड एडवाइस ही गेव लुकमान हकीम रहमतुल्लाह अलैह वाज, व्हेन यू आर ऑन द दस्तरखान, लुक आफ्टर योर थ्रोट। Please try and take these advices away and try and implement them. Say ke amal ke baghair to insan kuch nahi hai. Without action, a person is nothing. So number two, when you are at the dastarkhan, look after your throat. Gale ki hifazat karo jab kisi ke dastarkhan par ho. Matlab ye khayal karo ke koi haram gale ke niche nahi jaye. In Kufa, Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. They had a few people in Kufa that were known as Mustajabud Da'wat. Mustajabud Da'wat means those people whose du'as are always accepted. Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullahi alayhi writes in Mirqat, Inna lid du'a janahayn, aklul halal wa sidqul maqal. Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullahi alayhi writes, today people complain our du'as are not accepted. But he says these du'as have wings as well. The du'as have wings, and the two wings for our du'as are aklul halal, eating of halal, consuming halal, and wasidqul maqal, speaking the truth. Today it is very, very common. Lying today is very, very common in our society. So unfortunately, this is our situation. But the second advice is, when you're on the dastarkhan, look after your throat. Meaning no haram should go into your halaq. So Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, he gave an invitation to the people who were classified as mustajabud da'wat. And what happened? He gave them halal. Sorry, he gave them haram. He gave them haram food. And after the food, he says, "Ab tum log jao, ab mujhe koi fikr nahi. Now you can go, I have no worry. Because I have put into your stomachs haram. Now I'm sure your du'as will not be accepted." So, dusri nasihat Hazrat Luqman Hakim rahmatullahi ki ye thi, ke jab dastarkhan par ho, to insaan ko chahiye ke apne halak aur apne gale ki hifazat kare, usme koi cheez haram insaan ke pet mein dakhil na ho. Number three, when you are in someone's house, look after your eyes. When you are in someone's house, look after your eyesight. Today, very, very proudly, a youngster, a man says, "You know, alhamdulillah, humare to bade gehre taluk hai. Wo to humare ghar mein aate to foreign kitchen mein chale jate. You know, he goes straight to the kitchen. The door is open for him. But he doesn't realize the women are in the home. And you know, there's no sense of parda in our homes. Very, very unfortunate. You know, when the eye meets, this is when haram starts. Awwaluhu an-nazr. A person says the zina, there are stages to zina. And the first one is awwaluhu an-nazr. It starts from the sight. So, ye bhi Hazrat Luqman Hakim rahmatullahi alayhi ki nasihat hai, ke jab kisi ke yahan jao to apne nigahon ki hifazat karo. Hame is baat ka khayal rakhna chahiye ki agar koi padaya apne ghar mein aa jaye, koi ajnabi aa jaye, to uske liye sare darwaze kitchen tak khule hue nahi rakhne chahiye. Parde ka ehtimam hona chahiye, warna nigahon se sara masla gadbad ho jata hai aur sara masla kharab hota hai. The fourth advice he gave was, when you are in a gathering, look after your tongue. When you are in a gathering, look after your tongue. Jab kisi majme mein ho, to insaan ko chahiye ke apni zuban ki hifazat kar liya kare. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, a person slips with his tongue more than he does with his feet. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam farmaya ke ek insaan apni zuban se zyada phisalta hai apne paon ke muqable mein. Lihada is baat ka bhi insaan khayal kare. Luqman Hakim rahmatullahi alayhi, after he goes on, advice number 5 and 6, he says, always remember two things. And 7 and 8, always forget two things. Do cheezon ko hamesha yaad rakho aur do cheezon ko hamesha bhool jao. Do cheeze hamesha yaad rakho, Allah tabarak wa taala ko hamesha yaad rakho, and maut ko hamesha yaad rakho. It always is following you. Death always follows you. To hamesha Allah ko yaad rakho aur hamesha maut ko yaad karo. And 7 and 8, kisi par ehsaan karo aur bhool jao. Favor someone and forget. And if someone troubles you, tolerate it and forget it. Agar kisi ne aap par zulm kar liya, to bardasht kar lo aur bhool jao. If we follow these advice, inshallah, this world can be a jannah for us. As Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah used to say, aaj kal jo sare jhagde hote hain, uski wajah yahi hai ki ek insaan ye kehta hai ki usne mera haq ada nahi kiya, usne mera ehtiram nahi kiya, usne mera ikram nahi kiya, usne meri izzat nahi ki. This is why we have all the jhagras that we have today. Agar insaan ye bhool jaye ki dusron ka haq ada karne wala ban jaye, chahe usko haq mile ya na mile, to inshallah, the world can be a jannah. To khair, these were the advices of Luqman Hakim. You must forgive me that I went there. I wanted to mention the importance of tarbiyah. Looking after children, our children, especially in the Western world that we live in. Now, a person might ask, what does the word tarbiyah mean? What does tarbiyah mean? Tarbiyah ka kya mana hai? The scholars have mentioned that tarbiyah means, you know, they mentioned it so nicely, he says, well, see, if you look in the dictionary, it means, you know, to raise someone, to up, you know, give someone a good upbringing. It means, bachche ko, man chahi zindagi se nikal kar, rab chahi zindagi guzarne wala bana do. Rab chahi zindagi guzarne wala bana do, man chahi zindagi se nikal kar. Agar aapne itna kar liya, to aapne tarbiyat ka haq ada kar diya. If you can give a child that mentality, okay, I do not belong to myself. I belong to my Lord. I don't belong to myself. Today, unfortunately, we have a world of individualism. Every person says, I and me. It is my life. I will do whatever I want. Today, we have a life of individualism. We have to take our children out from there and take him to an understanding where he says, okay, I have to pass my life according to the way my Creator told me to do so. If you can do that, then inshallah you have fulfilled the right of tarbiyah and upbringing your child. That's number one. Number two, بچے کو ایسا بنا دے کہ اس کو دنیا کے مقابلے میں آخرت کی فکر زیادہ ہو. اگر اتنا کر لیا تو آپ نے تربیت کا حق ادا کر دیا. If you can do this, کہ you can make your child more thoughtful of the hereafter than the gains of this world, then inshallah a person has fulfilled the right of the tarbiyah. Very very important, but it's very very hard. Tarbiyat ka kaam koi aasan kaam nahi hai. If a person wants to, it's easy, but if he doesn't want to, it's very very hard. And remember one thing, you have to understand the child from his mind and not your mind. You have to understand the child from his mind and not your mind. You have to understand the feelings of a child. I'll give you a clue. In the year we have four seasons. We have the winter, we have the summer, spring, autumn. So, pure saal mein hamare liye char mausam hai. Mausam garma hai, mausam sardi hai, mausam kharif hai, rabi hai, yani mausam bahar hai aur patjhad ka zamana hai. To is tarah char zamane hote hain. Now, why is it difficult? Because the small child is in the spring. Chhota bachcha jo hota hai na, wo hota hai us mausam mein jab sari cheezein bilkul, you know, sab sari jagah bahar hoti hai. So a small child is in the spring. Everything is rosy. You got flowers all over the place. You know, he wants to enjoy himself. Everything is blossoming. And everything is mellow. He's got everything in the world. He's got the PlayStations and he's got everything. So a child, at the age that he is in, he's in spring. Wo jo hai na mausam, aise mausam mein hai. Acha, on the other hand, then we have summer. The time of summer is a time of teenage, when everything heats up. Bachcha jo hai na, jawan jab hota hai, to usme garmi aa jati hai. उसमें गर्मी बहुत ज्यादा आती है. तो नौजवान जो होता है टीनेजर, यानी मतलब तकरीबन 16-17 के बाद, उसके बाद जो टीन्स होते हैं, ये समर का जमाना होता है. नाउ ही वांट्स टू एंजॉय हिमसेल्फ एज वेल, बट ही मेक्स यू एंग्री, ही मेक्स यू हीट अप. तू क्या 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 करता है, सुनता नहीं मेरी. तो एक नौजवान जो होता है वो समर में होता है. जो हम लोग जो है तकरीबन 30-35 साल की उम्र, तो वी आर इन द ऑटम. And the autumn is where everything goes down, all the leaves, etc. There's nothing there. And now what happens? Ye hamari zindagi hai. This is our life where we are in the autumn. We got all these responsibilities. We got the children. They are a burden. Acha, then we got the wife. And then we got the business. And then we got the career to build. And then we are in the studies as well. So we got all these responsibilities upon us. So we are in autumn. And then bichara, the elderly people are in winter. When everything becomes very, very chilly and very, very bitter. So that is the winter. So a man who is looking after a child, he is in autumn, and he is looking after a child who is in spring. So you have to change your mind, and you have to go into spring, and you have to understand the child from his psychology, from his understanding. If you don't, you're going to hurt his feelings. It's simple as that. And remember, try and not hurt the feelings of a child. Agar aapne bachche ke ehsasat ko majrooh kar diya, uske andar jo shauk wagera hai, ye baat bhi yaad rakhe ke har shauk pura nahi hota. Ye baat bhi yaad rakhe. Jaise ulama ne likha, nafs ka tifl. Insaan ka nafs bhi bachche jaisa hota hai. Bachche ki har zid puri nahi ki jati. Bachche ki har zid puri nahi hoti. Jaise ek badshah the, unke yahan bachcha nahi tha. تو انہوں نے اپنے وزیر سے کہا, دیکھو تمہارے یہاں بچہ ہے, تم اپنے بچے کو لے آنا, ہم ذرا اس کے ساتھ کھیلیں گے. تو چنانچہ ایک دن وزیر جو ہے اپنے بیٹے کو لے آیا, بادشاہ کو دے دیا. تو بادشاہ نے کہا, دیکھو وزیر صاحب, یہ خیال رکھنا کہ یہ بچہ بالکل روئے نہیں. اس کو جو بھی چاہیے اس کو دے دینا. بچے ضدی ہوتے ہیں, بچہ جو چاہے اس کو دے دینا. ویری ویری سابق بادشاہ. اس نے کہا, وزیر نے کہا, حضرت یہ تو تمنا پوری کرنا مشکل ہوگا. تو کہا, نہیں دیکھو, ہم اس کی ہر تمنا پوری کر دیں گے. تو کہا ٹھیک ہے. بچہ آیا, بچے نے کہا, بچہ رونے لگا. تو بادشاہ نے کہا, تمہیں کیا چاہیے, واٹ ڈو یو وانٹ؟ ہی سیز, آئی وانٹ این ایلیفنٹ, مجھے ہاتھی چاہیے. تو ٹھیک ہے, کوئی بات نہیں, ہمارے پاس ہاتھی ہے, اس کو ہاتھی لا کر دے دو. تھوڑی دیر کے بعد پھر رونے لگا. آفٹر اے وائل ہی سٹارٹس کرائنگ اگین, اور کہتا ہے, اب تمہیں کیا چاہیے؟ بادشاہ پوچھتا ہے. تو کہتا ہے, اب مجھے چاہیے سوئی چاہیے. Now I want a needle. تھوڑی دیر کے بعد پھر رونے لگا. He starts crying after a while. بادشاہ نے کہا, اب کیا بات ہے؟ تو وہ کہتا ہے, اب مجھے چاہیے, اب میں اس لیے روتا ہوں کہ یہ ہاتھی جو ہے وہ سوئی کے سوراخ میں سے داخل کیوں نہیں ہوتا. Why does the elephant not go in through the hole of the needle? تو بچہ جو ہوتا ہے اس کی ہر بات پوری نہیں ہوتی. But don't hurt the feelings of a child. At the moment, a child can't do anything. بچہ کچھ نہیں کر سکتا. مگر جو آپ نے مجروح کیا ہے اس کے خیالات کو, اس کے احساسات کو, تو وہ اندر آگ کی طرح جلتے ہیں. They create a fire within themselves. They create a fire within themselves. اچھا, چھوٹے سے چھوٹا سا اگر فائر ہو تو اس کو بجھانا آسان ہوتا ہے. If it's a small fire, that is fine. But when it grows up to become 15, 16, it's a forest of fire. It's a whole forest and it's very, very difficult to burn out. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us how to look after children. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during his lifetime, he's taught us everything. Chunanche, we remember one thing. What we learned from the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you want your rights, you must fulfill the rights of the children. Otherwise, if you grow up and then say, ke mera bachcha mera nafarman hai, so you have to expect that. If a father today cannot fulfill the rights of his children, don't expect yourself when you grow up that the child will fulfill your rights. One person came to Umar radiallahu ta'ala, ek insan has Umar radiallahu ta'ala ke paas aya, aur kaha, Hazrat, mera beta mera bada nafarman hai. My son is very, very disobedient to me, to me kya karu, what shall I do? Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala did not only listen to one side and said, ha, chalo, ye faisla hai. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala summoned his child. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala called his child and said, what, your father is complaining, tumhara baap shikayat karta hai. تو ان کی شکایت بجا ہے, ان کی شکایت ٹھیک ہے. تو کہا, حضرت, کہ میرے لیے بھی کچھ حق ہے. Do I have any rights? I am a child. Do I have any rights? حضرت عمر رضی اللہ عنہ said, you have. Number one, your father should choose a good wife. Number one. Number two, he should give you a good name. And number three, he should give you Islamic education. These are the three basic rights as mentioned by حضرت عمر رضی اللہ عنہ. The son says, حضرت, you ask my father, he's not fulfilled a single of my right. He got married to a Majusi orat. He got married to a Zoroastrian. He got married to a lady who used to worship the fire. So that is my mother. That's number one. Number two, he named me Ja'al. As mentioned by Al-Allama Ibn Al-Qayyim Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi, has mentioned this incident in his kitab, Tuhfatul Mawlood. So he says that the second thing is he's named me Ja'al. And the word Ja'al, it either means a black, It means a badsurat, siyafam. As some have mentioned, it means a kira. You know, the worm that you have in the toilet. So this is the name he's given me. And number three, he's not given me a single line of Islamic education. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, tum kis muh se shikayat karte ho apne bete ki, apne bete ki? How can you complain regards your child when you have not given a single of his rights? Hazrat, one person came to Ali radiallahu ta'ala. One person came to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, complained regards his child. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala asked him, tumne apne bete ke saath kya kiya tha? So he said, I did this, I did this. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, ahmaltahu, you destroyed him and now you expect him to look after you? He will not fulfill your rights. It's very, very important that we fulfill the rights of our children. If we want our rights when we grow up. So, may you carry that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us physically how to look after our children. How to look after our children. I'll just give you three, four words. Number one, a father must understand the feelings of his child. Number one. Number two, a father must be approachable by the child. Baap aisa na ho, baap aisa na ho, ke jaise ghar mein aaya to sher. You know, he has to be approachable by the son. Beta, yani baap aisa hona chahiye ke beta uske saath aakar baith sake, uske saath aakar baat kar sake. میں آپ کو ایک مثال دے دوں. قرآن کریم میں آپ دیکھ لیں, اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ نے ابراہیم علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کا واقعہ بیان کیا, اس سے ہمیں بہت کچھ سیکھنے کو ملتا ہے. وی لرن اے لاٹ فرام دیٹ. لک وٹ ابراہیم علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام سیز, ہی سیز, یا بنیا انی ارا فی المنام انی اذبحک فانظر ماذا ترا. ناؤ وی لرن تھری تھنگس فرام دے. اصل میں انفارچونیٹلی ٹوڈے وی ڈونٹ انڈرسٹینڈ دا قرآن, اور we don't try to understand what Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran. Look what Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam says. Number one, he says, Ya Bunayya, Eh mere bete, Eh mere pyare bete. It's a way of saying, oh my beloved son, in the Arabic language, you say, Ya Bunayya. Now what do we say? Ala ya. You know, in Gujarat, we say, Ala, chonamara bea, ya. You know, this is what we say in our language. Look at the Quran, what the Quran teaches us, and look what the father says to the son. What do we say today? Do we say, oh my beloved son, can you just give me a few minutes, I want to speak to you? Is that what we say? Achha, that's number one. So how we should speak to our son, ya bunayya, oh my beloved son. Then he says, inni ara fil manam anni adbahuk. This is what you call consultation. Consultation and agreement. Look at consultation. Fanzur madha tara. What, oh my son, I see that I am slaughtering you in my dream. Can you give me your idea? What do you think? Tumhara kya mashwara hai? Achha, do we sit down with our children and do we consult? Bete, you know, we have a proposal for marriage. Do you want to get married here? The situation today is, a child is 18 years old, he comes to the father and says, father, I want to get married. You know, what do you understand? You sit down, what do you understand? You know, unfortunately, this is the situation. Look what we learn from the Quran. I am not, brothers, unfortunately, I might not get a second turn here. I might not get a second turn to come here, so I'd rather say what I have to say. Say, فَنْزُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. Look what Ibrahim a.s. says. He says, فَنْزُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. What is your opinion? That is what you call consultation. Ke ek baap apne bete ke saath baithe, aur bete, tumhari is masale mein kya raay hai? Tumhara kya khayal hai? Then Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا. Look what that shows us. That shows us agreement. Okay, the father and the son, they come to an agreement. So you have, the way you speak to a child, you have consultation, and you have agreement. You have these three things. When you do this with your child, then look what happens. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam comes after so many years back to Makkah Mukarramah to meet his son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam after he is married. Unki shadi ho gayi kai saalon ke baad Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam Ismail alayhi salam ki mulaqat ke liye aaye. To Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam chale gaye the jungle mein. He was gone into the forest for hunting or whatever. So the wife, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam's wife, was asked by Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, ke how's everything at home? So she said, the times are very, very difficult and ends don't meet, etc., etc., etc. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, what did he say to his daughter-in-law? Apne bete ko ye keh dena ki apne ghar ki dehliz badal de. Apne ghar ki chokhat badal de, apne bete ko ye keh dena. Yani, tell your husband to change the door, the front door of his house. The son understands straight away. Okay, the father meant I must give divorce to my wife. Did the son say, no, how can I do that? I love my wife. No. Why? Because the father fulfilled the right of the son. Now you have the son fulfill the right of his father. To such an extent, okay, now the father says you give divorce to your wife. He says, fine, no problem. If that is the case, if that is what you're happy with, I am happy, fine. See, if we fulfill the rights of our children, they will automatically fulfill the rights of ours. This is what we have to remember. Agar humne unke huquq ada kiye to wo hamare haq ada karenge. Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam ko dekho, unke walid ne unke huquq ada kiye, to ab dekho beta apne baap ke kaise huquq ada kar raha hai ke baap ke kehne par sara kuch karne ke liye taiyar. So look what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us in the ahadith. A father should understand the feelings of the child. Number one. Number two, a father must be approachable. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, ke main Huzur Ali salatu wasalam ki khidmat mein 10 saal raha. I stayed in the company of Rasulullah for 10 years. Ma lamani qattu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never got angry on me. He never said to me, why have you not done this? In fact, he says on one occasion, I broke a pot in the home and the family members, they told me off. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, da'hu, leave him. Fa in qudira shay. If something was to happen, it happened. So a father must be approachable. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, Rasulullah was so approachable. Everyone could go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look how Rasulullah understood the feelings of the children. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there, and his grandsons are playing around with him. The grandsons of Rasulullah are climbing onto the back of Rasulullah, whilst Rasulullah is in salah. Now this is how Rasulullah, and then what did Rasulullah say? Ni'ma al-raqiban. What a beautiful mount these two people are. Hassan and Hussein. So he understands the feeling. He is approachable. Number three, the father must be just. A father must show justice between his children. When Bedouin came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ek dehati Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam ke khidmat mein hazir hua. Or unhone, actually, whilst he was there, one of his children came running to the Bedouin. Unka ek bachcha daurte hue apne baap ke paas aaya. Baap ne usko apne paas le liya, usko bosa diya, aur uske baad usko ghod mein bithaya. Now this is in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ke us and the Bedouin takes one child who came running to the father. He took the male child, he kissed him, and he placed him on the lap. Acha, thereafter, after a while, the daughter came. Thodi der ke baad unki jo bachchi hai wo aa gayi. To unko bhi le liya, unko bosa de diya aur unko niche bitha diya. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ma adalta bainahuma. You were not just. Tumne insaaf nahi kiya apne dono bachchon ke darmiyan mein. Tumne ek ko yahan bithaya aur dusre ko nahi bithaya. Why? This will create jealousy between them. My father gives preference to one over the other one. So these things are there for us to remember. In cheezon ko yaad rakhe. Hazrat ulama have mentioned 7 stages of tarbiyah. And I'll just very, very briefly mention them and I'll finish inshallah. I do not want to take too much of your time. Obviously, Hazrat Mufti Saeed Sahib, he takes a lot of your time. And alhamdulillah, you have become habituated with that. You know, we come, just before I came, I was listening to radio back home. And there was a psychologist expert interviewed on the radio. She was asked, how long can a person concentrate on one aspect, on one topic? So she replied, approximately 25 minutes. 25 minutes. So I thought, Mufti Saeed Sahib ne, damat barakatuh, he has put your psychology to one side. Alhamdulillah. So you become habituated. So if I take some more of your time, inshallah, it should be okay. The scholars have mentioned 7 stages of tarbiyah. 7 stages. A lot of people, yani bahut sare log, ye khayal karte hain, ki tarbiyat ka zamana us waqt shuru hota hai, jab bachcha jo hai na 5-6 saal ka hota hai. جب بچہ 5-6 سال کا ہو جاتا ہے اس کے بعد شروع ہوتا ہے حالانکہ یہ بات نہیں ہے The first stage of tarbiyah is that a person should choose a good wife. That is the first one. Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم mentions the hadith quoted by Imam Bukhari رحمت اللہ علیہ Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم says تنکہ المرأة لأربعین لمالها ولجمالها ولحسبها ولدینها A person chooses a lady due to 4 reasons. It's either because of her wealth, It's either because of her status in society, it's because of her beauty, or it's because of her deendari, because of her religion. Rasulullah says, فَظَفَرْ بِذَاتِ الدِّينَ تَرِبَتْ يَدَاكَ You choose someone of religion and you will be successful. You will be successful. In one other hadith, look what Rasulullah says. He says, you rather marry a lady who is black, who is dark in complexion, who has the lower lip sticking out. You know, sometimes it's sticking out in a way, you can see the teeth. You rather get married to that lady than marry a lady who is very, very beautiful, who is very, very handsome, but she has no deendari. She has no piety. You rather marry a black lady who has piety. You know, today, unfortunately, the youngsters, they look for everything when they get married. They want Miss World. But unfortunately, it's very, very serious. You know what happens? One youngster came to me and said, Maulana, I want to get married to a girl. Do SEO, 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 SEO. Magadu, inshallah, you'll get it, but you will be called Mr. Jahannam. No, but that is the situation, okay? Unfortunately, people get married to those girls that you find everything in her but deendari. Deendari ke alawa, unme sab kuch milta hai. مگر اس کے بعد آپ کے لیے زندگی بالکل مسئلہ یعنی it becomes a literal جہنم یہ دنیا ہی انسان کے لیے جہنم کا نمونہ بن جاتا ہے حضرت my استاد حضرت مولانا شیخ مولانا عبداللہ صاحب دامت برکاتہم he is here in our midst الحمدللہ what I have learnt a lot of what I have learnt is from him a lot that I have learnt is through his du'as and through his tawajjuh that I have learnt what I have learnt whatever I say it is their du'as it's a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the other day we came to sit to him and he was saying alhamdulillah today he's been over 50 years in his marriage it's amazing today nawjawan 50 din rahe to bade kamal ki baat hai you know Maulana Abrar sahab rahmatullah alayhi he came to England the brothers will know him here he came to England and he said I was sat there with him. He said, Mauli sahab, yahan to is mulk mein sab logon ko jo pareshani hai, wo apni biwiyon ki pareshani hai. Is mulk mein. And then he said, ke main to in logon ko yahi kaha karta hoon, ke main kya kahun, maine to ye bana diya hai, ke no life without wife. no life without wife, but some wives are knives. Some wives are knives. بعض عورتیں جو ہے انسان کہتا ہے کہ بیوی کے بغیر رہنا مشکل ہوتا ہے, مگر بعض بیویاں جو ہے بالکل ایسا ہوتا ہے جو چھری کاٹ کے رکھ دے آپ کو, ہاں تو ایسا بھی ہوتا ہے. تو یو ہیو ٹو بی ویری ویری کیئرفل, یو مسٹ چوز دا رائٹ پارٹنر, اٹس ویری ویری امپورٹنٹ. انفارچونیٹلی ٹوڈے دا یگسٹرز اونلی اینڈ اونلی لک ایٹ بیوٹی. دیر از آئی گیو یو یو نو دیر از آلویز ٹو ویز ٹو لرن, ون از دا ایزی وے اینڈ ون از دا ہارڈ وے. وی رادر لرن دا ایزی وے. The easy way is if you see someone's experience and you learn from him. And the other way, the hard way, is you experience it yourself. One youngster back home, he got married to a white girl. She was a non-Muslim. He got married. The brothers told him so much ke tum iske sath shaadi na karo, this is not good for you, ye gori hai, tumhara uske sath nahi nibhega, tumhari aulaad ke liye masla ho jayega. Magar usne mana hi nahi. He didn't listen. Aaj, today, the brother is crying and to no avail. He's got 3 or 4 children. Not one of them has a Muslim name. Every single one of them, sab ke jo naam hai, sab ke angrezi naam hai. To usko wo khud hame kehta hai, ke maulana, ye zindagi mere liye, aaj mujhe aisa lagta hai, ke main zameen mere niche se khul jaye aur main uske andar dakhil ho jaun. Wo khud kehta hai. So, you know, the youngster, this is the first, one person came to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and said, okay, what is the right of the father? Yani baap ko kya karna chahiye? Apne bete ke liye sabse pehli baat, ke baap ko apne bete ke liye kya karna chahiye? So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala replied, the first thing is choose a good wife. So that's number one. That is the first stage of upbringing your child. That's stage number two. When a person meets up with his wife, he's married. Yeah? Example, say he chose his partner, he's married. He's married. Now when you meet up with your wife, you meet her according to the way shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. جو طریقہ حضور علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے ہمیں بتلایا ہے کہ میاں بیوی اس طرح اپنی ملاقات کرے, تو اس طرح میاں بیوی کو ملنا چاہیے. Read the dua. اگر ایک انسان دعا نہیں پڑھتا جس وقت دعا پڑھنی چاہیے, تو فرمایا گیا کہ بچے میں شیطانی اثرات داخل ہوتے ہیں. دی شیطان ول افیکٹ دا چائلڈ. ہمارے یہاں ہمارے ایک دوست ہے, جب بچے نماز کے موقع پر بہت شور کرتے ہیں, بہت شور, یو مسٹ فرگیو مائی ایکسپریشن, بٹ انفارچونیٹلی دس از اے سچویشن, جب نماز کے موقع پر, یو نو, وین دے میک اے لاٹ آف نوائز, سے بیچارہ از ناٹ ہز فالٹ, یہ بغیر بسم اللہ کا ہے. Unfortunately, it's funny, but it's very, very serious. You see, you know, if the children make a noise in the masjid, we have to remember it is our fault. Ye hamara bhi qasoor hai. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, washarikhum fil amwali wal awlad. Because if you don't meet with your wife according to the way shown to us by Rasulullah, shaitan literally participates with the husband and the wife. In the actual fi'l itself, he participates and he makes a share for himself in that child. So this is very, very important that a person, this is the adab. یہ آداب میں سے انسان اس کا بھی خیال کرے. دس از نمبر 2. اینڈ ڈیورنگ پریگنینسی, اگر کسی کوئی عورت حاملہ ہو جائے تو اس کو چاہیے کہ اس میں تلاوت قرآن ہے اور اس کے علاوہ اذکار ہے, ان باتوں کا بالکل خیال رکھے, ورنہ حمل کے زمانے میں جو نافرمانی ہوئی اس کا بھی اثر بچے پر ہوگا. You know, it might seem far from our intellect, but that is the case. If we disobey Allah, if the wife disobeys Allah during her pregnancy, that will have an effect on the child. Mufti Muzaffar Hussain rahmatullahi and Hazrat Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib rahmatullahi have mentioned an incident in the kitabs. Okay, one person came to his wife when he realized that she became pregnant, and he said to her, make sure you don't commit any sin. تم بھی کوئی گناہ نہیں کرنا, میں بھی کوئی گناہ نہیں کروں گا حمل کے زمانے میں. یو ایز ویل اینڈ آئی وونٹ کمٹ نو سن. الحمد للہ دے سٹک ٹو اٹ رائٹ ٹل دی اینڈ. دا چائلڈ واز بورن, ہی واز اے فیو ایئرز اولڈ. دا فادر ٹک دا چائلڈ انٹو دی مارکیٹ. دا فادر ٹیکس دا چائلڈ انٹو دی مارکیٹ. دا سن, ہی ٹیکس اے فروٹ وداؤٹ دی پرمیشن آف دا شاپ کیپر اینڈ وداؤٹ دی پرمیشن آف دا فادر, ہی ٹیکس دا فروٹ اینڈ ہی ایٹس دا فروٹ. And the father realizes کہ اس نے چوری کر لی ہے, بچے نے چوری کر لی. He's surprised. Okay, we made a promise that we will not disobey Allah. Why has the son disobeyed Allah and the parents? The father comes home with the child and he says to the mother, did you do anything untowards? تم نے کبھی حمل کے زمانے میں کوئی غلط کام کیا تھا کہ جس کی وجہ سے یہ بچہ اس نے آج چوری کر لی؟ That son today he has stolen in the market. So the wife says, yes, once I was pregnant with the child, the neighbor's tree, the fruit of the tree was coming into our garden. And you know, when a lady is pregnant, she has the urge to eat a lot of fruits or a lot of food. So she took that one fruit and she ate without the permission of the neighbor. And it was the exact same fruit that the child chose when he went into the market. So uska asar hota hai, it has an effect. حمل کے زمانے میں بھی اگر کوئی گناہ کا کام کیا ہے تو اس کا بھی اثر ہوگا. حضرات علماء have mentioned کہ حمل کے زمانے میں عورت بکثرت یہ آیت پڑھتی رہے تو انشاءاللہ بچہ نیک ہوگا. رب انی نذرت لک ما فی بطنی محررا فتقبل منی انک انت السمیع العلیم. سورۃ آل عمران کی آیت ہے. You can ask the imams inshallah afterwards and they will tell you, a lady who is pregnant should read that, number one. Number two, if you want a beautiful child, read Surah Yusuf. Read Surah Yusuf. And also eat a lot of watermelon if you can get it from somewhere. Eat a lot of watermelon. And this is for the beauty of the child. Agar koi bachcha abhi nafarman ho gaya hai. Agar kisi ka bachcha nafarman ho gaya hai. Say example, unfortunately, maybe because of our sins or because of whatever, we were unable to look after the child and the child is not on the right path. We need to read the dua mentioned in the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Furqan, verse number 74. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنْ وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. یہ دعا پڑھتا رہے, انشاءاللہ بچہ نیک ہوگا. اچھا, number two, read Surah Al-Fatiha 3 times, blow in water and give it to the child if the child is not pious. Inshallah, you do that. Mufti Yusuf Sahib Lujanvi rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned this in Aapke Masail Unka Hal. You can do that as well. So you read that and inshallah the child will become pious. So that is marhala number two, that is phase number two. While a lady is during her pregnancy, the husband as well and the wife as well, you must look after one another. You must look after yourself if you want the child to become pious. That's a stage number three. When the child is born, azan is given in the right ear and iqamat in the left ear. We might not realize what is the benefit of giving azan and iqamat at an age where he does not even understand anything. Ye teesra marhala hai ki jaise hi bachcha paida ho gaya to uske daaye kaan mein azan di jaye aur baaye kaan mein iqamat kahi jaye. Allama Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi mentions in his kitab that the reason for that is so that the greatness of Allah can be embedded in his heart. تاکہ اللہ تعالیٰ سب سے پہلی جو چیز اس کے کان میں پڑے وہ اللہ تعالیٰ کی عظمت کے کلمات. قاری محمد طیب صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ رائٹس کہ اس کی وجہ یہ ہوتی ہے کہ ایک انسان اذان کہتا ہے اور اذان کہہ کر اللہ تعالیٰ کی توحید اور رسالت کو, جو دو بنیادی عقیدے ہیں, بندے کے دل میں بٹھانا چاہتے ہیں. You know, those two basic aqeedahs that we have, tawheed and risalat, so that they are embedded in the heart of the child, we give azan and we give iqamat. So that is number three. Along with that, we have tahniq as well. Okay, you know, you call someone pious and you tell, you know, jisko hum kehte chaata dena. Okay, basically, he takes some khajur, etc. in the mouth and just gives a sweet taste on the tongue of the child. So inshallah, we can hope that the child will follow the footsteps of that person. Achha, phase number four, the mother should milk the child herself. This is very, very unfortunate. Today, the young daughters of today, who get married, they have children, they are more bothered in looking after their figure than looking after the child. I will not milk the child because that will affect my structure of my body and my beauty. We find in the hadith quoted by, it's a hadith of Mi'raj, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went for Mi'raj, he came to a group of people, there were ladies, or saap, unki chhatiyon ko noch rahe hain. The snakes are biting the breast of those ladies. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I asked Jibreel, who are these people? Ye kaun log hain? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, these are those women who refused to milk their children. These are those women who refuse to milk their children. You know, we should realize, okay, what is more important? What is more important? Is the child more important or is the figure more important? آج یعنی نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی حدیث ہے کہ فرمایا گیا کہ میں نے معراج کے موقع پر کچھ لوگوں کو ایسا دیکھا کہ ان کے چھاتیوں کے ساتھ سانپ بچھو وغیرہ اس کو نوچ رہے ہیں. تو نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرماتے ہیں میں نے پوچھا جبرائیل سے کہ یہ کون کون لوگ ہیں, تو انہوں نے فرمایا کہ یہ وہ لوگ ہیں کہ جنہوں نے دنیا میں اپنے بچوں کو دودھ پلانے سے انکار کیا. یعنی obviously if there was a reason to do so, if there was a reason, example, the lady is ill, she is unable to do so, that is something else. But without a reason, for a lady not to milk her child, there is no reason for not doing so. So that's number four. Number five, as soon as the child is born, give the child a good Islamic name. Bachche ko achha naam do. Today, unfortunately, it's become a fashion as well. Everything has become a fashion. Aaj hamara deen ek fashion ban gaya hai. Unfortunately. They will come to the Mauli Sahib and say, Mauli Sahib, koi ehu naam apo, je koi raikhun na hoi aaj today. You know, give me a name that no one has kept before. You know, Nilofar. They keep the name Nilofar. They keep the name Ghazanfar. You know, you have ajeeb names. Why not keep good names? You know, we have Abdullahi. Nabi Kareem Sahib mentions in the hadith, ke aise naam rakho jisme Allah Ta'ala ki bandagi hai. أحب الأسماء إلى الله عبد الله وعبد الرحمن. The two best names in the sight of Allah is Abdullah and Abdul Rahman. If you don't want to keep them, then you know, unfortunately, this is ये भी हमारे अंदर बीमारी है. किसी को कहो कि अब्दुल्ला नाम रखे तो कह यार अबे हमारा पर्दारन तो नाम अटू है अब्दुल्ला. You know, my great 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 grandfather was called Abdullah. So how can I keep my great 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 grandson? How can I keep him Abdullah? You know, ये भी एक बात है. If you can't keep those names, then keep the name of the Anbiya. We find in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah changed names. The daughter of Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhum was known as, she was called Asiya. And Asiya means disobedient. Rasulullah changed her name and he kept the name Jamila, which means beautiful. Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had a son, he was called Harb. Harb means fight, larai. So Rasulullah changed his name as well and he kept his name Hussein. تو اس طرح اچھے نام رکھنا یہ بھی بہت ضروری ہے. اٹس ویری ویری امپورٹنٹ دیٹ وی کیپ اے گڈ نیم ٹو آور چائلڈ از ویل. اچھا دین نمبر سکس, وین اے چائلڈ اسٹارٹس ٹو اسپیک دا فرسٹ تھنگ یو ٹیچ ہم از لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ. دس از آلسو انفارچونیٹ ان آور سوسائٹی, دا فرسٹ تھنگ دیٹ دا چائلڈ ٹیچز از ٹوٹ از دادا اینڈ دادی, دادا دادی, نانا نانی. You know, this is what they are taught. Rasulullah says, this is a hadith quoted by Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, mentioned by Imam Bayhaqi rahmatullahi in Shu'abul Iman. Rasulullah says, as soon as a child starts to speak, usko sikhao, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. So that is well very, very important. And obviously, along with that goes his Islamic tarbiyat. Upbringing of the child in an Islamic manner, in every phase of his life, you teach him Islamic manners. Rasulullah says in the hadith quoted by Sa'id ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that the best gift a father gives to his child is khuluqun hasan and adabun hasan. The best gift a father gives to his child is good manners. Is good manners. So ye bhi hai. And the last one is, jab wo bachcha shadi ki laiq ho jaye, to uski shadi kara do. When he is of an age, ki he should get married, get him married off. If you don't get him married off, and he commits a sin, the sin comes onto the father and the mother. To iska bahut zyada khayal rakhna chahiye. Just before I came here, one sister phoned me, and she said, I am 31 years old, I am not yet married. I said, why? She says, because my father will not allow me to marry unless I find someone who is only from my caste. Wo ho wahan se, masalan Hindustan se, اور وہ ہو ہندوستان میں بھی بھروچ سے, اور بھروچ میں بھی پالیج سے, وہاں تک آئی کی ناٹ گیٹ میرڈ. یو نو ویری ویری انفارچونیٹ کہ وی ڈونٹ انڈرسٹینڈ. آئی ڈونٹ ہیو مچ ٹائم, ادروائز آئی ول کنٹینیو. بٹ دیز آر دا ویری ویری بیسک تھنگز دیٹ آئی ہیو ٹولڈ یو. ان شاء اللہ دی ادر اسکالرز شیخ سعید ان شاء اللہ دے ول ایلیبریٹ آن دس ٹاپک. مے اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ گیو اس این انڈرسٹینڈنگ. اینڈ ون ویری امپورٹنٹ پوائنٹ وی مسٹ ریمبر از میک دعا فار آور چلڈرن. یو نو انفارچونیٹلی ٹوڈے وی ڈونٹ ہیو ٹائم ٹو میک دعا. ہمارے حضرات علماء یہ صحیح کہ آج ہمارے پاس اسباب کے لیے تو 8 گھنٹے ہیں. اے پرسن گوز ٹو ہز جاب 9 to 5, تو وی گیو 8 آورز too materialistic to the materialistic world. We give 8 hours. اسباب کے حصول کے لیے یا جس میں یعنی جن چیزوں میں اللہ تعالیٰ نے ہماری روزی بطور سبب کے رکھی ہے اس میں تو ہم دے دیتے ہیں روزانہ 8 گھنٹے, مگر جو مسبب الاسباب ہے اور جو اسباب پیدا کرنے والا ہے اس کے لیے ہمارے پاس روزانہ کے 8 منٹ بھی نہیں ہے. For him we don't even have 8 minutes. For him we don't even have 8 minutes. I'll just like to quote one dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam that is mentioned in the 13th para, I think if I remember right, it is Suratul Ibrahim. It's in Suratul Ibrahim. رَبَّنَا فَاجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِّنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ وَرَزُقْهُمْ مِّنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ. Make this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a beautiful dua. Look what Ibrahim alayhi salam says, oh Allah, make it so that the hearts of the people are inclined towards my children. When will the hearts of people be inclined towards someone? If he is the criminal of the time? No. Ibrahim alayhi salam is making a dua, oh Allah, give my children good character. Mere ae Allah, mere bachon ko achhe akhlaq de. Ke logon ka melan unki taraf ho. فَجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِّنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ. یعنی اے اللہ ایسا کر دے کہ لوگوں کے دلوں کا میلان میرے بچوں کی طرف ہو جائے. اور یہ میلان کب ہوگا؟ اگر بچے نیک ہوں گے, اچھے اخلاق والے ہوں گے, تو لوگ بھی ان کو عزت کی نظر سے دیکھیں گے. تو یہ ابراہیم علیہ السلام کی دعا ہے. اس کے بعد فرمایا وَرْزُقْهُمْ مِّنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ. اے اللہ ان کو پھل دینا. اور پھل انسان کو کب ملتا ہے؟ کھانا کھانے کے بعد ملتا ہے. فرسٹ یو گیٹ دا فوڈ اینڈ دین یو گیٹ دا پھل. پھل تو بعد میں آتا ہے. تو ابراہیم علیہ السلام از میکنگ دعا, او اللہ صرف ان کو کھانا ہی نہیں دینا بلکہ ان کو پھل بھی دینا, ان کو پھل میں سے بھی روزی دینا. اینڈ لعلہم یشکرون. بہت سارے لوگ ایسے ہوتے ہیں, وقلیل من عبادی یشکرون, اللہ تعالیٰ کے بندوں میں سے اکثر بندے ناشکرے ہوتے ہیں, اکثر بندے ناشکرے. تو اللہ میرے اولاد کو ایسا بنا دینا کہ وہ آپ کا شکر ادا کرنے والے بنے. تو لعلہم یشکرون. تو وی میک دس دعا ٹو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ از ویل. می اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ گیو می فرسٹ دا توفیق ٹو ایکٹ اپون وٹ آئی ہیو سیڈ اینڈ دے آفٹر آل دی برادرز دیٹ آر ہیئر. آئی آس مائی استاد فورگیونیس دیٹ آئی ہیو سیڈ سو مچ ان فرنٹ آف ہم, اینڈ اف آئی ہیو سیڈ اینی تھنگ گڈ از فرام اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ اینڈ دی برکت آف مائی استاد, اینڈ اف آئی ہیو سم تھنگ رانگ از فرام مائی سیلف اینڈ شیطان. می اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ فورگیو می. وآخر دعوانا الحمد للہ رب العالمین. امام صاحب انشاءاللہ گردو دعا.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم انك عفو رحيم كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من امرنا رشدا. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. اللهم عافنا ونجنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.